Right, if you're just listening and just tuned in to Impact 103, I'm so glad you tuned in at this time, because if I just give you a brief summary of what we've been chatting about throughout this day, it's all been about hearing God specifically coming into this new year. How can you be sure? How can you know what the will of God is for your life? And right now on air, we have Pastor Daphne with For Moments with Mom and Daph, which we do every single Monday, which I'm so grateful for, because we get help with these amazing questions that we have, and these kind of topics that we can really tackle. It's amazing to sit down with someone that you know is flowing with the Holy Spirit so that you can get wisdom, get those pearls of wisdom that you need. So Pastor Daphne, welcome again to the show on Being Real.
Oh, what an amazing introduction. Thank you so much. I love
Thank you, Jesus. Oh no,
in 2 Corinthians 13:12, it says, greet one another with a holy kiss. So I'm greeting you and everyone out there.
I receive it in Jesus' name. So awesome. So awesome to have you. Really, really, really is. So I just want to ask the question to you and pose this question. How can we be really sure that we're listening to God, that we're hearing God, to understand the specific instructions that he has for us in this year? Because I feel like to be able to hear the Lord can sometimes be a topic of contention for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do we hear from God, and specifically for the new year? So this question, excuse me, actually this question has everything to do with your relationship with God and with purification. So a true relationship with God is based off of love, and not our human love, full of everything except 1 Corinthians 13, but a purified love that's been through the fire of the Holy Spirit. So yeah. Jesus said in Acts 1:5, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized and empowered and united with the Holy Spirit not long from now. And then John, he expounded on that in that baptism at the end of Luke 3:16. John answered, he, meaning Jesus, shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm talking about when I say that your relationship with God has everything to do with the purified love that's been through the fire of the Holy Spirit. That purified love, God's love, is what we want and desperately need. And it's what allows us closer to God to hear him more. His love will overtake you to the point that you don't want to let him down. You want to be all that he created you to be. You're therefore willing to do some deep looking inside yourself, searching your heart, asking him to search your heart for anything wicked or harmful inside of you, and then to purify from all of it. It brings love. Love is what helps you to start hearing him as you're becoming more purified. Your love for him makes you want to be like Jesus, because you see and you feel that satisfaction and fulfillment of that love, and you don't ever want to lose it. And that love, that pure love, makes you long for more. Want to spend that time with him, want to understand him and how he thinks and what his ways are. That love makes you want to purify your thoughts, your desires, your emotions, and use your free will for different choices. And that's when your life changes. This is when you really start to hear him, and hear him purely and clearly, without your unpurified thoughts or desires like intertwine into what you think you hear him saying. Yeah. So it's like a pipe, Owen. It's like if water needs to go through it, but it's clogged with dirty, gross stuff, then water can only trickle through slowly, if any at all. You're a vessel. If your vessel is clogged with dirty, gross stuff, then you're blocked from hearing God clearly. Only a little bit trickles through, if any at all. So yeah. Purify your heart like David, as he laid prostrate before the Lord in Psalm 139:23-24. He said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And then apply Romans 12, 1 through 2.
Yeah,
So you can
I
hear.
have a quick question. If you're facing the new year, it's coming up around the corner, and you feel like, man, I've got a lot of work to do. Like I take a look at my own heart, I take a look at my mind, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like I've got a lot of work to do. Do I need to do that work then before God will be able to give me precise instruction on the next step that I need to take for this next year? Is that not gonna, I don't know, is there a time thing around this?
Well, the relation, your relationship with God is always growing. We go from glory to glory, the Bible tells us. So you just start where you are right now. And you just write down, even if it's just the little bits that you're hearing, get a journal that's dedicated, that only said not that only says from God to me. Not my thoughts, what happened in my day to day, my Bible study showed me this, Holy Spirit revealed, through the Bible, but actually just get a journal that simply just says, from God to me. And you start writing down, even if it's just little bits, you can't forsake the time with him because that's where you hear him. So you get in that time, even if you only hear a little bit, even if all you hear is, I love you, write it down. And pretty soon you can go back and read in your journal each thing that has been said that was purely from God. And then you'll start to fill in the blanks of what he's saying to you. And the more you keep doing it and the more you keep spending time with him, you'll not only have a journal full of things that he said to you that you can go back to at any time, but you also have in your heart, in your memory, the changing of those incredible moments that you had in his presence.
Yeah.
So it will always take more time. It's not just a one-shot thing, but you get started today. If you really want to hear him for New Year's, start fasting, praying, and submitting yourself to him in a way that maybe you never have before, to tell him, I just want to hear you. I love you. You love me. You have a plan for me. And set aside the time, put the effort in to have that relationship.
You know, this topic is really, really juicy. And I actually have a f other few questions. So I'm quickly going to go to a break and then we're going to come back. Okay. All right. So welcome back to Impact 103. And if you've just joined us, we in a moment with Mama Daph, and she's been chatting to us about how we can hear God. And it's all about relationship. It's all about our purification. And Pastor Daphne, you gave a great description on how we can we are a pipe. We're a vessel that God can use, but that pipe needs to be clean. We need to go through this purification process, and the purer we are, the better we'll be able to hear God. So my question is how does God speak? Because sometimes it's like, man, like, does God speak in a specific way? Does he only speak to me through the word? Does he only speak to me through my pastor? How does he do it?
Well, first of all, let's just remember God can do it any way he wants to, and he can do anything you want. He can use a donkey. But we're talking about human beings
So
having a
true.
relationship with
Wow.
God closer. So
Yeah.
God can do it any way he wants. There's not like a formula. But when you're developing that relationship, how do you hear the voice of God, or how does he talk? Many multiple ways. There's an audible voice where you hear it from the outside, just like I'm talking to you right now. There's a still small whisper, and that is like that's where you're in your intimacy with him, and you got to catch that little still small voice. There's a knowing that you know in your spirit. You are absolutely positive, and it's just kind of a knowing in your spirit. That's another way God talks to us. He talks to us through his word. If you ask Holy Spirit to read the word of God with you while you're reading, certain things will just highlight out of the Bible. And he taught me, when he highlights something out of the Bible, stop reading and pray on that. Say that verse
Wow.
again and again and again until it just starts to like lose the highlight on it. And then you've prayed that, and revelation comes into that while you're praying. God can also speak to you through your pastor, through a prophet. But you, at that point, when that happens and it comes from the outside, it's only meant for confirmation, because God will speak to you. So he may start a conversation with you, and then your pastor or your leadership will come in and confirm and maybe have a little bit more details or not, just depending. And then you, whatever an outside person tells you, you take it back to the Word of God. You take it back to Scripture. You take it back to Holy Spirit, and you make sure it's confirmation. You never just seek a word and follow what anybody tells you. It's your relationship with Jesus. So if your leadership is Holy Spirit filled, truly purifying and walking in their relationship with the Lord, and they can seek the Lord on your behalf because they've been ordained in your life and appointed in your life to do that, it will always be confirmation.
Amen.
But there's one more important thing I want to mention here. What is not the voice of God? I think it's important to understand both. And
yeah.
There's a whole nother show that we can do on this if you want to in the future. But
yes.
Just briefly, there's basically five voices that we can listen to. One is the voice of God, and that is always going to be just perfect and pleasing and loving and kind and gentle. All of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is always going to be in his voice.
Come on.
Another voice we can listen to is the flesh. And the flesh is always going to be me, 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 me. I'm the best. I'm not the best. I'm insecure. I'm not good enough. I am good enough. It's always me. I want this. That's another voice that we could be listening to. So to check what you're listening to will also help you eliminate the other voices. A third voice is the voice of the enemy. The voice of the enemy is always degrading you. It's never really nice. It's like, you're not good enough. What makes you think you can do that? Oh, you think God told you to do that? What makes you think you can do that? And he brings insecurity and mistrust and all the things that the enemy brings to kill, steal, and destroy you, your call, etc.
Sorry, I'm really sorry to cut you off. I know that this is an extremely juicy topic, and I want us to keep talking about it. But unfortunately, we're running out of some time. It does remind me, everything you're saying is reminding me of that scripture that says, my sheep will know my voice. And there's another one that's coming at the back of my mind that says, I will give you the ability to hear and to obey. And I love that because God is willing. He wants to talk to you. It's not the fact that he only talks to a few. He wants to talk to you and then bring the confirmation through other voices as well. I love that you said that. So thank you so much. And definitely going to have you back so that you can expound on those voices that we can hear that are not from
Amen.
God. So thank you so much.